A very good evening to you, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and it's Wednesday, 11 November 2015. I am Blessing Zulu. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the rising political tensions in the country leading to political violence.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
The information that I'm also gathering is that two of our members, they were treated and discharged from a private hospital in Harare. And I have also gathered that Ryan Mashai, who was badly hurt, who lost four teeth and had a rib broken, was the one who was detained overnight. And when I checked this morning, there was a possibility that he could be taken in for surgery. I'm yet to confirm from the authorities at the hospital to find out what exactly is the position.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political violence.
Political violence erupted in Mbare, Harare yesterday as suspected ZANU-PF supporters pounced on MTCT youths, leaving three seriously injured. This followed similar clashes in Hopley, Harare South, Sunday, and last week when 13 MTCT activists were left nursing injuries.
There's also been intra-party political violence, particularly in the ruling ZANU-PF party, which is in the process of restructuring ahead of the party's annual conference next month.
What are your views on political violence in Zimbabwe? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again,
001-202-619-2077. Akaita seZANU-PF neMDC kunyanya. Kuchizotiwo imwe mhirizhonga iri kuitikawo mubato reZANU-PF. Zvinova zvinhu zvaakuita kuti vakawanda vatyire kuti ko zvino zvazvinodai pamuti munyoro kuzoti wakaoma. Zvikatanga nguva inoi ko zvinozofamba sei kana poitwa sarudzo muna 2018
Gibbs. Yes. Siyakwazi kuti sizvule ngale kuti kuna vantu avachaiweyo avaMDC. Abanye sibili bangenile esibhedlela, omunye kuthiwa kuqhamuka imbambo, omunye njalo walimala wakhitshwa lamazinyo. So ke bakhona njalo abachayiweyo ngeveke ephelileyo sizokuthiwa kula bantu abayi 13 abe MTC abachakona ngale eHopley kuzobuya abanye futhi njalo eHarare South so ke ukukhanyazani lokho kuyamemetheka kuyaphambili zulukandaba so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithi kuhamba njani khona ngapho lapha likhona ye loba kungela khonoko ingxaba ngqoza esikhona kumbe ngithi ubudlongudlongo kambe libona ngazani kubangwa kuyini ongabe sokukhona kumbe kuchama zamnyama kuyini zulukandaba ye nxa lifuna ukuthi lingena kuhlelo kadesi nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077 yenza iphindi nombolo le liyitshaye kanye cellphone lakho langapho 001-202-619-2077
of course Gibbs the cases of political violence are on the rise like you alluded to last week 13 MDC supporters were injured after violence flared in a place called Hopley in Harare South. And the following week, the MDC tried to hold a rally at the same place. And there was there were skirmishes between the MDC supporters and the police. And you remember there was also another incident involving the MDC and the police in Rusape, where several MDC members were allegedly beaten up by the police. And we understand as ZANU-PF tries to restructure, there's been also violence in Manicaland province in front of some cabinet ministers. There are tensions in Mashingo, and there are also tensions in Mashonaland East. And I think we have our first two guests. That is... Yes. First, we have Mr. Obet Gutu, the spokesperson for the MDCT. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we also have Mr. Jim Kunaka. Mr. Jim Kunaka is a former ZANU-PF Youth League chairperson for Harare Province. Mr. Kunaka, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, let's start with you, Mr. Kutu. What is happening right now in Harare there in terms of violence?
What is happening actually, Gibbs, is that the past 2 weeks or so have been a very difficult period of time for us in the MDCT because we've seen an escalation of political violence. It all started, as you would remember, on the 1st of this month, the 1st of November, Sunday, November 1, when we were supposed to hold our provincial rally at a place called Hopley in Harare South constituency. We had done everything that we are supposed to do in terms of the Public Order and Security Act, i.e. to notify the police in writing, and the police had duly given us the go-ahead again in writing to proceed with our rally on Sunday, November 1, from 10 a.m. up to 4 p.m. So what then happened is, as our party supporters were gathering at a place called Kazembe Primary School in Hopley, Harare South constituency, they were then set upon by a group of ZANU-PF thugs who were actually brought there by two or three lorries. And these were people who appeared to be very well organized because they had weapons, some had iron bars, some had weapons like sticks, some had all sorts of weapons. And they started beating up our people, you know, indiscriminately. And that is when all hell actually broke loose. You remember that on that particular Sunday, at least 13 MDC supporters were severely injured. And some of them had actually to be hospitalized over a period of 3 to 4 days. And some of them actually were elderly women. And one of them was a young lady who was actually expecting, a pregnant young lady. Was also set upon. Both these ZANU-PF thugs were now just beating everyone whom they saw at the rally or in the vicinity of the venue of the rally. It was just indiscriminate beating. So one could then get the impression that this was well orchestrated. It was not just spontaneous. It was well planned. Mm. And then exactly a week afterwards, this past Sunday, when the police had stopped our rally on the basis that they, or for the reason that they wanted the political temperatures to cool off, so to speak, when Honorable Eric Murai, who is our Harare provincial chairperson and also the member of parliament for Highfield East constituency, mm-hmm. when he went there to Hopley in the company of his provincial executive members to advise the people to disperse, because the police only notified us late on Saturday afternoon that the rally could not continue. So we have no access to TV, we have no access to the radio, unlike ZANU-PF. So the only way that Murai had to do it was to go there physically and tell people to disperse. Mm. As he was doing that, they were then set upon and eventually arrested. So you see that this is a pattern of violence that is well orchestrated, and the usual suspects are known. These are ZANU-PF thugs. These are people whom we know, whom we have identified. But up to now, no ZANU-PF supporters arrested. What then happened is we had 17 of our supporters, including Murai, who were then picked up by the police, taken to Waterford's police station on Sunday, detained there for about 2-3 hours, eventually driven to Harare Central Police Station, handed over to Law and Order Section, and it's only this afternoon at about 3 p.m. at Mbare Magistrates Court that they were set out on bail of $200 each on charges of public violence. And the amazing thing is, at least four of these people are old women in their mid-late 60s, and they are supposed to have engaged in political violence, which is absolutely ridiculous. So I've just tried to give you a brief synopsis of the developing situation of political violence, which is well orchestrated, and we know the usual suspects. ZANU-PF default mode is violence.
Thank you so much. We come back to you. Thank you. Yes.
Dreams survives on violence.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We'll come back thank to you. Just to bring in briefly Mr. Jim Kunaka. Mr. Jim Kunaka, you a former youth chairperson for ZANU-PF in Harare province. There were also some allegations that, well, Mr. Kunaka was also involved in this political violence. We were chatting earlier on. You told me that you are now born again. If you may explain, what causes this political violence, Mr. Kunaka?
Well, thank you so much. Let me start by saying I'm very sorry to those who have been attacked by ZANU-PF thugs in Harare South. I've been on record since day one when I have decided to give my life in Christ. That when you are in ZANU-PF, you don't have power. But since it's a cult, you need to dance according to the tune of the big guys in ZANU-PF. You can't blame all that violence on those young people. They are just being used by the member of parliament of that constituency, who is Shadrach Mashamombe. Why am I saying so? Is that I haven't ever hear him denouncing violence or trying to caution the young people who have been on the forefront of causing that political violence. I expect as leaders to come open and reprimand those who are being caught or found doing wrong to other people, especially that violence which took place last week when the MDCT had done everything that was supposed to be done, cleared by the police to go ahead with their meeting. But to my surprise, ZANU-PF youth converges at the venue where MDC was supposed to hold their meeting. Meaning to say they violated the rules and the regulations. So they were supposed to be arrested. Rather than arresting the MDC youth who were being attacked, they went on arresting them, giving them false allegations that they were causing violence. But the real people that have come to disturb that rally, they were left scot-free. I was with an opinion of saying the MP of that constituent or the youth boss in ZANU-PF, who is Chogarepi, he is supposed to rein in those youngsters who are still thinking that violence can win the minds and the hearts of the people. They must ask us, we have been in this game, we have done violence, and we have realized that it doesn't work. We have been doing violence in Mbare for so many years, but we haven't ever won any election using violence in Mbare. So I think the elders in ZANU-PF must not remain silent when they see that their youngsters are causing problems or are causing a political violence. We need to tolerate and support one another. There's no any election. Why should we engage in violence today?
Mr. Kunaka, please do.
And if we see these leaders,
Mr. Kunaka,
remaining silent like this, what only comes in our mind is that they are being sent to do that violence by the leaders.
Mr. Kunaka, we want to take one or two callers and we'll come back to you. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political violence. Tine mtereri magi ku South Africa. Bagadi?
I'm sorry.
Kuri se ku South Africa? Tinotenda zvikuru vamagi. Tinotenda zvikuru chirongwa chenyu. Of course, Magi was saying that he's pained that there's this resurgence of political violence, and he's saying sometimes the youths are given beer and other things, and they're intoxicated, and then they go and attack their opponents, something that he's saying is not good. Gibbs.
Yeah, what is the umnumzana ugodlwayo umahlaba ithwale uthini kula ngale ke South Africa umahlaba ithwale kunjani?
Yabakwambani.
Ayisiphilile lamhlungani umahlaba ithwale uyadonda kungani kunjani egoli kona? Right.
I'm shocked about the word from Gunaga. I'm so, I must congratulate Gunaga for realizing that violence doesn't work. Mr. Gunaga, if you are still on the line, I congratulate you that you have realized that violence will not earn anyone a vote. And you are talking about Mbare High School, the way you have not won a vote. Let me ask Gunaga, you are a convicted born again.
But Mr. Gunaga, are you there?
Are you a born again now?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm there.
My fellow countrymen.
Yes, can you ask
him? I congratulate you for that. That violence doesn't earn anything.
Thank you so much.
The gist of the matter here is that we cannot have a situation whereby when people are campaigning, particularly the ruling party, which of course I don't want to call them the ruling party, the ruling party, actually promises 2 million jobs. Are these the 2 million jobs that we are giving to our youth? What are we handing over as adults to the new generation? Are we handing over violence to them? The answer is no. And at the same time, I'm asking a question. Now, do we have any one of the ministers, MPs, or the high officers in ZANU-PF whose children are involved in this violence? The answer is no. Then, to those youth who are involved in violence, my words are, what did you gain after beating? Whether I'm not a supporter here. I'm a political. I'm neutral. What did you gain? Whether it was MDC, it was ZANU-PF, who beat whoever beat, but beating was the resultant. Did you gain anything? Did you gain anything that put food on your table? The answer is no. Did you gain anything that sent you to school? The answer is no. Now, at the end of the day, the resultant word is we are all Zimbabweans. Why should you allow yourself to be used to beat other Zimbabweans? At the end of the day, you are just hated by the community for no good reason.
Yes, since I'm going to get 20 seconds, you go to fire Konoko and send to Mahlaba Ithwale. Just 20 seconds.
Nicela Lava is an PF, Abachayaban, Zimbabwe MDC, Abachayaban. Libuye, I see you eat 2 million jobs. Lingatize it, Bandoze, to in attention, Mabandoze, to what would trouble the Tulala incident, 2 million. You need 2 million, I see you. Ulomdala minister kumbuka MP enalilaye lichaya abantu ngakho izinyalo zabantu kumbe inyembe zabantu nxazezisiza ziyakuba ziyakuwe kusetshenziswa ukuchaya abantu abezana PF kumbe abe-MDC bechaya bezana PF singamazimbabweni akusikho ukusolva i-economy yethu lokho and akusoke ngasolva i-economy yethu
20 seconds ngende Mahlaba Ithwale. Yeah, 20 seconds yakho sijayele. Otherwise sikuzwile umuntu omdala sibili kakhulu. Siyabonga ukuthi ukhuluma ukuthi abantu kumele bangakwenzi konke lokho abakwenzayo. Ungathinela kusasa Mahlaba Ithwale.
Kakhulume ngeZimbabwe entsha esifuna ukuyibumba. Hayi lokho ezikwenzakalayo lokho.
Awubona
ke. Ngiyabonga Mthembu Thembayo
baba. Sibongile Khodlwayo. Thank you so much baba.
Yebo.
I think you had it all right.
Oh yes. Tanzwa zvavataura vati vanokorokotedza vakunaka. Nekutendeuka kwavakaita. Regai tidzoke kwamuri vagutu manzwa zvataurwa nemutereri wedu kuti panofanira kutauriranwa nemapato ose. Pane chiri kumboitwa here kuti mapato ose zvevatongeri venyika agare pasi akurukure nyaya iyi?
Pane zvakawanda zviri kuitwa. Asi kunyanya-nyanya zviri kuitwa nesu mapato anopikisa. Hatingangoti muchirungu opposition parties. Nekuti dambudziko ratinoita nderekuti pamisangano yatinoita yemapato yezvematongerwo enyika ZANU-PF pachezvayo haidi kuuya haitovui pano musangano watakaita masvondo maviri matatu apfuurawo wakanga une mapato anosvika iwo 15 ma political parties zani yaka kokwa haina kuuya tichida kutaura nezvenyaya kuti vedu toda kuti ma election muno muZimbabwe kana tomaita asaya emheremhere toda kuti tiwirirane semapato ezvimatokerwe enyika kuona kuti zvatinoda kuti zvivepo kana tumuchirungu tikangoti ma electoral reforms atinoda kuti avepo ndeapi kuitira kuti kana taakuzoita ma election hatidi kuti pazoita kukakavadzana vamwe vachitidabirwa nezvimwe zvakadaro zvaano ikakokwa haina kuuya ndoda kupazve mufananidzo womusangano vakakokerwa nevezimbabwe electoral commission vezeki vakakoka mapato ese ezvematongerwo enyika vakakoka zvecivil society vakakoka vedzichechi vakakoka masangano akasiyana siyana ane maererano nezvekuitwa kwemaelection muno muZimbabwe mapato ose akauya iniwo ndandiripo ndakamirira MDCT chakandishamisa ndechekuti handina kuona kana munhu wezana anga aripo ndobvunzawo vakanga vatikoka vekuzeki vakuru vezeki kuti sei ndisiri kuona vezano kanzi hati havakoka asi havada kuuya izvongotaridza kuti kana vezano pf vasati vachinja maitiro avo maenderano nemaonero avanoita nyaya dzeviolence handioni chakanaka chinobuda ipapapo nokuti kwavari ivo vanongoziva kuti election kuti ihwinwe inohwinwa nechisimba ndinofara chaizvo ndichitenda munina wangu ataura wejim kuna akati atendeuka aona ushati hwehubhanditi hwechizanu p f kurova vanhu kwavaita vechipangano neinei saka I want to say to my young brother jim kunaka welcome to the world of democrats ndinokumbirawo kuti arambe anesu mukuona kwedu kwakanaka kwokuti toda kuti zimbabwe ive nematongerwo akanaka munhu kana achihwina election ngaasahwina zvekubata vanhu chibharo ngaahwine fair fair saka apa pandikangoti toda kukurudzira kunyanyanyanya iye mukomana uyu mukomana wechidoko futi honorable Shadrack Mandamombe member of parliament wekuHarare South ndawirirana najim paataura ye kuti hatina kumbonzwa Mandamombe achibuda pachena achiita iye denounce violence iri kuitika muconstituency make saka zvotoreva izvo kuti kunyarara kwaanoita zvabuda pachena kuti ndiye ari kukushidzira violence zvino kana tikaita mapoliticians vakaita saivavo vanoda kuti varambe vachiita zveviolence zvongoreva kuti kana apa tichaita maelection a2018 avo isamu hedu tona kuti maelection avo achaitika maybe 2018 kwava kure zanu p f yaondomoka yava hariyo panzirofa
vagutuona
chikurumidza kuita tichatasika 2018
timbokubatei muromo
zanu vasati vachinja maitiro avo pane dambudziko
timbokubatei muromo timbodzokere kuvateereri vanenge vawandisa
South Africa slow umahlobo mahlobo ukone cimweni mahlobo ukone cimweni baba
Ngikhona futhi ngikhona.
Ye ngithethe kuhlibisa ukuthi umahlobo.
Yebo yebo kunjani?
Ye nathi udabe kutwini mfowethu uluzwa njani?
Hey ya mfowethu ngakaze ngekhatshana nginesimanga salobhuti ovuma ukuthi yena obe elokushaya abantu ekuzana uPF. Manje uthi nasephendukile sengumuntu omusha. Okokuqala ngathi ngakhuluma ngesikhiwo ukuze la yazwe ntembu khona elayini nangeke.
Ye khuluma e.
Yeah, what surprises me is this gentleman was saying he was one of the top guys in Italy.
Oh, what you can do, Mahlobo? Eh, Mahlobo bamba konapo. Sathi siqalisa uhlelo sathi iAfrica des. Uthi sihambe ku second segment.
Mkoma Malvin ramba emakabata runari vagutu navakunaka, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.